I would say that really I think that it's wrong to put the culpability on the Prime Minister, because he has just been appointed to that office and that theft has been going on much longer than before he reached there. The only way you can hold him responsible is that he has been Secretary General of the ruling party for a long time and a senior official of the ruling party. So if you want to hold the ruling party responsible for the corruption in the country, then he is culpable. But as Prime Minister, I would say that he's not. He has just been named to that office, and the theft has been going on for a long time. But to talk about the report itself, the report doesn't surprise anybody. The only shock is that the amounts of money stolen have been quite colossal. But stealing public money in Uganda is nothing new.
In your opinion, do you think there's a will or for the government to fight corruption? Or maybe some people have alleged the government is either unwilling or unable to fight corruption.
I think that the government is half-hearted about fighting corruption. It is not unable. I think it is able to do it if they wanted to. But the structure of politics in the country is such that there are instances where people who should be charged with corruption are senior officials of the government, and therefore I think it's in its political interest not to pursue them. And if you can't pursue those who are politically important, it becomes very difficult to pursue ordinary members of the public, because that would be blatant double standards. So the government is constrained by its own, the nature of its own politics. It's also constrained by the fact that some of its most senior officials are as corrupt as the people who stole money from the Prime Minister's office.
So talking of diverting aid money into other ventures, if the president himself had been implicated some time back of diverting aid money to buy himself a presidential jet, do you believe that this nature of, for lack of a better word, impunity has gone to the extent that can't be controlled?
First, let me say that I'm not quite sure that the money that bought the presidential jet was aid money. I think that that has never been proven. It could easily have been government money, but the question there was how come that a government that depends on donor funding would have enough money to buy a presidential jet? Secondly, on the question of impunity, yes, impunity in Uganda is not only in connection with corruption, but in connection with various other misdeeds by government officials, but also people connected to the ruling party.
There have been many cases, as you've said, of corruption and high-level embezzlement of public funds where donor money has been involved.
Yes.
Do you think there's anything the donors can do to make sure that their money is not misused or stolen?
I think that there is something donors can do. There are two ways of dispensing aid to recipient countries. One of them is through general budget support. Now, general budget support puts money in the hand of the government, and the government decides how to spend it. There is also project support, and that might mean that donors have a much closer watch over the money than general budget support. So they could decide to withhold general budget support and go for project funding. But as long as they put money in the government's kitty, it is really beyond them to control what the government does with it. Secondly, they could withhold it. Now, donors will claim that, oh, you know, if we withhold aid, it's going to be punitive to poor people. But I think we have no empirical evidence for that. If large amounts of donor money are being stolen, in what sense are they going towards funding things that are important to poor people? So donors do have choices to make. Whether they have the stomach or the will to make them, that's a different question.